Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Paul tonight. So in fairness to us, Elliot is, I consider him part of our broadcast team, you know. He will be on the call tonight on 92.9.
I don't know if that's going to be good enough for Bo.
Strip us,
but you know, listen,
of our duties.
Didn't Calkins play at Harvard? Like, wasn't he on the reserve squad or something?
In absolutely no way, shape, or form was Calkins on anything ever athletic. No offense to Calkins. I mean, he'd tell you that.
Did you
too.
Hear that, Jeff?
Calkins played chess at Harvard.
Yeah. Oh, he was on a chess squad.
But no, I mean, I think Jason played, you know, playing JV at White Station is basically the same as playing high school basketball
he cut
in Illinois,
off,
you know? Right?
Yeah, that's probably about a mile varsity team. If you make JV at White Station, that's about as good as a freshman, you know.
But look, I will tell you this. I was a little surprised.
The optimism level, I can tell it shocked you.
Well, that you know what that means, right?
Or maybe the right word is.
You know what that means, right?
Triggered you.
You know what that means,
you
right?
You did get upset about this more
I'm
than any
I'm not upset
of us.
At all. I just think that
I can feel the temperature rising.
The one dude was said there'd be a letdown before there's the comeback, and they're going to make it, but there'll be a letdown that throws us all off.
That's exactly what I'm worried about. People are
set up. I can tell
that's
what you were about to say.
People are set up to be disappointed, man.
Well, and the ironic thing
about— They're going to be mad as hell.
Let's talk about Bo for a second. Bo was the one who said we're making excuses for Penny. He's the same dude who said we're not the ones that played college basketball.
Yeah, man, to hell with Bo. I don't care about Bo no more. I'm moving on.
I thought we're the show that's apparently people like to say is the hardest on them.
I've heard that.
The point I will give Bo on, though, is four turnovers when you're out there, 29 minutes or whatever.
For one dude? Your point guard.
It's not bad. He's second most turnovers on the team.
Right.
It's not good, though. It's not good. And we've seen Alex capable of being better than that.
Yeah.
And the problem is the nature of the turnovers,
right?
When they're unforced. And unfortunately, Alex, but it's not just him, too many of the other ones have turnovers. It's those kinds that rub you the wrong way and can cost you games against Tulsa.
Yes.
So, look, I'm glad to hear and see that people are excited and optimistic. I want good things to happen for Memphis basketball. I mean, look, I said this yesterday on Jeff Calkins' show. Not that I have to defend my, you know, passion for Memphis here, but, you know, I grew up here. I'm from here. I went there. My most fond childhood memories are of Memphis basketball winning big-time games, man. And all I want is for them to return to those days, and I don't want to be told that they will never go back to those days. That's all I'm saying. Y'all trying to tell me that. Y'all trying to tell me NIT, great day for Memphis.
That, John, was beautiful.
It's not beautiful, man.
I want you now, if you can, tell us about calling in to walk and show.
Whose show?
Did you not tell that John has been?
I have not heard this yet.
I asked John if he'd been in the shoes of some of our callers because he was so critical of how some of them were handling it.
Did you say Walken?
He said, yes, I have.
Yes.
And he told us in the middle of all that he'd called into Dan Walken's show here.
Well, one time.
I'm just curious. Can you give us the circumstances?
What show is this? On HBQ AM?
No, it was on 7:30. Walken had
okay.
a show on 7:30.
Did you have a hot take for
back
him, or did you have
what
some,
did you say
some
to
hot
him?
Information?
Is this years ago?
I'm curious about, did you say first-time caller?
No.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Did you say, I'm John Martin, I cover recruiting for the CA?
I was not covering the CA. I was not working at the CA at the time,
You were John Martin, the civilian.
Yes. I was, like, in high school. I think it was the summer that I graduated high school.
Oh, he was working early.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you ask?
I don't think I asked anything.
Did you say Mr. Walken?
No. I respected Walken. Like, I had a lot. I thought Walken was really good.
Did that change at some point?
No.
you said respected.
Well,
no, man. Like, at that time, when he worked at Memphis.
I thought
Calkins, I mean, not Calkins, but I thought Walken was incisive. I thought he was opinionate. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved his style, right?
Oh, no, you had lunches with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Met him, actually, I was in New York when he was with the Daily. I happened to go up there one time to meet Sam's family. We did lunch up in New York for the Daily. But I called in, and I think I said something about the Big East, man. Something stupid about Memphis getting in the Big East.
Hey, you know.
Yeah. But like, they'll never be nothing.
No, I said
they'll never be nothing in the Big East.
You
actually liked Memphis back then.
Yeah, I was saying I still like Memphis. I was saying I think they should be in the Big East. They should have been taken into the Big East. And I was like, why? You know, yeah, I think I was making the point that, yeah, FedEx got all these. The same case I make for Memphis in the Big 12, I was making with the Big East back then.
Did Dan say thanks for the call, good points, or did he just dismiss you like you have a tendency to do?
No, I think he dismissed me. I think that's where I picked it up from, man. I think he said, all right, thanks for the call kind of thing.
I know this will not come up in the rundown, which
nice
you're doing
next.
Thanks. I don't think this will come up in the rundown. But let's. I have a friend who still holds a grudge against you who just texted me because we're talking about you.
Uh-huh.
You called Arkansas a mid-major at one point on this radio show. And we have a very large contingency of Arkansas fans. We were talking about Memphis is not a mid-major, basically. You might remember.
When did I do this? I need to know when
this
I did
this.
On this show?
On this air, yes.
You remember it?
You mean on 92.9
yes,
before
yes,
the show?
Yes.
I would never let him get away with saying Arkansas is mid-major.
Was at the quality
even though
of a mid-major.
Like I used to.
Now, I have the text messages to prove it. I won't say who this is because I don't want to rattle him.
I mean, look.
I mean, I'm an old Razorback fan, so I got nothing but respect for
My friend is mentioning the Arkansas game from last night, which they beat number 6 Alabama.
No, look.
They got a good coach now,
Musselman.
And I'm not calling you. It's just funny text.
Why don't we just do this? Why don't one day we just open up the phone lines and everybody that's got a problem with something I've said in my 8 years of radio, I can just enjoy
it. I'm not picking on you. This is
it's a
tribute to you actually because he he's a loyal listener.
I appreciate
you
that
burning
guy.
All the bridges. You're gonna have to get up to Ann Arbor here in a minute.
No, even Carkins.
Yeah, you burning all your bridges around
here. Even Carkins is trying to take some shots at me.
Let's move him up there, man. We're gonna make you.
You've become the pinata,
special,
haven't you?
Special beat writer / radio show host up in Michigan, covering that team. What
Michigan and Arkansas?
You say they're as good as Gonzaga and Baylor.
I think they deserve to be in that conversation.
Right?
Can I get a respect worker for Arkansas before we
respect?
I mean, that's not my call to make.
That'd be up to me. And as an old Arkansas Razorback fan, thanks to Corey and thanks to Dwight, I'm gonna give it to you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Todd.
Shout out to my friend Taylor for reminding me.
Ron Heary.
Ron Heary gets the Arkansas Razorbacks.
My man, Ron Heary out of Whitehaven.
Oh, how about Anthlon Bell for Anthlon Bell? Anthlon Bell gets some respect.
Out of Bartlett, Anthlon.
Thank you.
He helped make that thing work. Again, that's. Anthlon wasn't as good as the previous.
No, he wasn't.
One.
But
number 20
Anthlon
Arkansas.
I liked,
player
I liked
there,
the
though.
Anthlon Bell.
They did not have a team around Anthlon.
That's right.
Anthlon Bell played his
role. Anthlon played for the mid-major Razorbacks. That's who he played for. I'm just telling you, he did.
It was a different program when Anthlon was there.
Yeah.
But he played his role.
No, Musselman's doing a great job. Musselman is
up
absolutely
to number
doing a great
20
job.
Now.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come in the rundown. We'll get to that next. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Grassroots basketball is back in Memphis. Hoop City Basketball Club is holding first through eighth grade tryouts February 27th for the upcoming spring season. Hoop City BC has produced several high major Division I and NBA players. For any and all information, email hoopcitybc@gmail.com. The date again is February 27th. For first through eighth grade tryouts, for all info, including locations, visit hoopcitybc.com. At checkout, enter promo code ESPN for $100 off your registration fee. From the playground to the hardwood, it's in our blood, it's who we are in Hoop City.
All 75 months at 3.04%. Mirage MH002682, MSRP 16865, G4 MHF01572, MSRP 18360, Outlander Sport MU004915, MSRP 24740. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Ready, set, start your new year with a new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi on Covington Pike. Get the hatchback hero in 2021 Mirage, 12,342 or 129 a month. 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 41 mpg highway, 13,997 or 149 a month. And jumpstart your journey in 2021 Outlander Sport, 17,938 or 199 a month. And these are not leases. You own your new ride. Plus, you get Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Chrissy is refinancing her home, so she shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting her up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision she'll never regret, unlike wearing tap shoes to a surprise party.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to find the perfect hiding place.
Pretty regrettable, Chrissy. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 116.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. Safety first, so bring your mask. Or take your SOB home to go. Curbside or with Uber Eats. See South of Beale's expanded menu with filet mignon, New York strip, warm grain bowls. No worries, they still have their favorites like General Tso's cauliflower, Zaka bowl, maple bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and others. Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB on South Main and now at the old interim restaurant space. Eat and sip adventurously. SouthofBeale.com.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, the Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. Ask Kelley Blue Book. They named Honda their 2020 Best Value Brand. So contact your Honda dealer or shop online today.
Based on 2020 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Hi, I'm JT Young, President and CEO of MLGW.
And I'm Jeff Lyash, CEO of TDA.
When severe winter weather struck the South and our region last week, the employees of MLGW and TDA, working in partnership, maintained the safe, reliable power Memphians expect and deserve.
Our employees worked around the clock to keep the lights on in the communities of Memphis and Shelby County. We thank the employees of MLGW and TDA for their preparation and hard work.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Trees went back. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was
Flying. Every day at this time, we fly into the rundown. Let's fly in now.
It's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
A Grizzlies second half of the schedule came out after we got off of the air yesterday. We already knew it was going to be tough. You look at it and you just shake your head because, you know, Memphis got makeup work to do as well. It adds all up to 40 games in 68 days, as reported by Evan Barnes, the commercial period. He's got a good breakdown of it. Our man Chris Harrington's got a great breakdown of the schedule over at Daily Memphian. Don't want to leave anybody out. Both are fantastic. And what you'll see in both, the bottom line, the theme of both, is how tough it's going to be, particularly because And it's when you say this, it's almost you don't believe it, but they're not going to have more than 2 days off the rest of the way.
Yep.
Like that's,
yes.
That's absurd.
They get the All-Star break and then they got a crazy schedule.
It's absolutely absurd. And again, mm-hmm. you're talking about 40 games in 68 days. That includes 11 back-to-back series. That's the most of anybody. I think it's the same as San Antonio. They've got some makeup days as well. All told, if you include what's left here before the break, they've got the eighth toughest schedule the rest of the way. Obviously, they resume with the Clippers tonight. But all told, they've got the eighth toughest schedule the rest of the way. You're going to have a ton of games packed into a very short time. Like we said, 40 after the break in 68 days. It will be tough for a Grizzlies team that, yes, it'll be getting back Jaren Jackson, but they'll be working him back in. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, you hope Jaren is going to be ready to go. Right, ready for whatever it's going to be, 29, 30 minutes, whatever it's going to be relatively quickly. But let's keep in mind, it's going to take him some time to get back up to speed in terms of the best team you can be. And so, again, they're still going to be trying to work some things out through a tough schedule against a, you know, in at a point where, you know, these games are going to be coming at you left and right. There won't be any time to rest.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say this. And I saw people yesterday sort of, belly aching over, oh, this is so hard and bad for the Grizzlies.
They won't have more than one day off. See, I misphrased that. They won't have more than one day off between games.
Yeah.
Not two.
Damn.
They won't have more than one day off.
It's a lot, but I would also say, like,
lottery, here we come, baby.
Keep it in perspective here. They're not going to make the play-in game now. It's pretty clear. They're going to fall out. They're going to get passed by the Mavericks, for example. They're just – that's no longer – if they do, great. They made the play-in.
Great.
If they don't, great. They're going to have a better pick.
Dockage would love it.
They're going to have a better, a better position in the draft. You know, that is just. And the Mavericks already have passed the Grizzlies. You know, you got the Pelicans there at 14-17. They're certainly going to pass you. It certainly would feel like that. It would be a very big disappointment for the Pelicans if they do not pass you. The Kings are probably going to pass you. You know, so there are teams down here.
I don't know about them Kings. They're sorry.
It'll be interesting. I mean, I think the Grizzly schedule will dictate a lot of that, right? But I'm just not going to sit here and cry today.
Like, it's not crying. We knew it was news we knew was coming. And
I'm not going to sit here and
you
mourn.
And I both know there's only good outcomes to this season. You're going to develop your young guys, and you're probably going to, you know, if you miss the play-in series, the playoffs in period, you're going to get a decent draft pick.
You're in a win-win situation.
And this front office does well in the draft. Let's be real about that, too.
You are just in a win-win situation.
And those are with low picks. Let's see what they do with the lottery picks should they get it.
Yeah, like,
and again, that's if you don't make the playoffs.
I mean,
only good outcomes.
We create Desmond Bane from a bag of tricks in a second round pick.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
A contributor, a rotation
rotational
dude
level.
Who's one of the best three-point shooters, most accurate in the league.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's exactly
the Grizzlies
right.
got lucky with Ja. Remember that. They were not sliding the pick second.
And that one was a no-brainer. That's right. Like, you didn't find – Ja was the way to go on that one. Now, the other guys, though, you find extreme value in going out and getting
you get, like, a Halliburton type, you know, at a 10 pick. You never know.
I mean, y'all cannot sit up here and tell me that y'all are not ready to move on.
I see people wanting Jalen Green.
Grayson Allen.
Because watch him against the Hustle.
Oh,
come on, man.
Did you watch him against the Hustle?
Jalen Green,
see, I didn't see what
did
his,
he ball out
see,
on him?
I didn't see what his final line was.
He's
but
been balling out.
He looks the part.
Yeah, he's a real deal.
Yeah, he looks the part. It's still going to take some time, though. He's not going to come in the league averaging 20 or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be like R.J. Hampton.
I mean, like, you're going
part of R.J.'s deal in John's defense there is he's in a situation where they got all the – hell, Will Barton is one of their – you know,
Will's
you got to go
player.
Deep in their bag to get to Will Barton. They got so many cards. But, yeah, if Hampton was somewhere else, he'd be getting some more run. He can play, though. It's going to take him time.
He will be fine. His career will be fine. He's just going to have to.
It's going
to
take longer because.
Probably. Or they'll have to make some moves. You know, they'll have to make some moves there in Denver. But if you go to the 2021 NBA mock draft right now, right? Like, you're not going to. If you don't get in the top five, right? You're not going to get a chance at Kay Cunningham, Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, Zaire Williams. But look, you could certainly draft a guy like, you know, Scotty Barnes. You could certainly draft a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, or, you know, a Josh Christopher, or somebody along those lines. You know, Jalen Johnson's going to be in that mix, a kid from Duke. I mean, you're going to have a chance.
What about that kid from Illinois?
Io?
Like, yeah, Io DeSumo.
He's going to be more like a,
he's going to be soon. Is he going to be right at the top?
What range are you going here?
Yeah, where are we
around
to
10. About
1 to 10?
Okay. I mean, that's you know, look, you could fall anywhere in there,
yeah,
right?
They ain't going to be no one pick. They're not getting that kind of luck. They won't win too many games.
But it doesn't feel like a great draft, I'll be honest. It does not feel like a draft that you know, you're going to – there's, I don't know if there's a Kevin Durant or LeBron James in this to be had. I don't know. Like, I feel like part of my sort of ignorance to this and my obliviousness stems from these guys are not – they're all over the place. You know, they're not playing –
this year, yes.
Yeah, they're not playing necessarily college basketball, or they've opted out, or they're playing in the G League – on this G League team. You got Kuminga, you got Jalen Green, the kid Dacian Nix. I mean, these are all G League guys.
My goodness.
You know, so I'm not watching – the G League team.
So does that work where you can just pluck them out of the G League as a straight draft pick?
Yeah, you draft them, yeah, and you get their rights because no team has their rights right now.
Nobody has their rights. They're just sitting there like they would be as a college player.
What do they call that team? Select or something?
Ignite.
Mm-hmm. Ignite. Yeah. That is what they call it.
That's interesting.
In the latest – now, this was in November, okay? This was in November in over at ESPN.com, Jonathan Cavoni, but he does not have Io as a first-round pick. I'm just telling you right now that if he – by the way, he broke his nose, sadly. He'll be out until the Big Ten tournament.
Underwood yesterday from Illinois on that subject said the kid's going to go. Like, there was this talk about him not, you know.
Oh, no, he came back last year. Yeah. I mean, he was going to go for sure.
Push him out. There's another kid from Illinois supposed to go, too. Your other guy.
Is it the big Coburn?
The big Coburn, I think. They're talking about him going.
Now, as you guys know, I love the juniors. Big Ten. I absolutely am a huge fan of Big Ten basketball. If you are an NBA exec and you don't have Io on your first-round board, you should be fired, period, point blank, because that kid can just hoop. Sometimes you ignore, can he shoot, can he do this, can he do that, can he hoop? Absolutely. Draft him. He's a first-round pick.
That's what I say about Sharif Cooper. Forget his size.
Exactly.
That dude can hoop.
I think it's the same deal.
He's a lottery pick. I watch him, I see a lottery pick.
I don't know.
Kid at Auburn. He's awesome.
I don't know who you would compare Io to, because he's like a 6'5", like, lead guard, you know, and he does a lot of different things.
What's he shoot, though?
He's a pretty good shooter, man, off the top of my head.
I didn't know as much Big Ten as you watched this year, if you knew off top what he's shooting from three. If he's
21 points a game, 6.3 rebounds, 5 assists.
He shoots 33%. 40% from
40%. Yeah, 40, 45%. Yeah.
That's going to be important.
At home, he's shooting 45% from three and 50%
good Lord.
Field goal.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, the kid is a shooter.
Because that's where he'd be shooting if he got anywhere near
78% from the free throw line, 40% from three, 49% from the field overall.
He projects to be about 6'6".
Why is he not higher on mocks then?
I have no
Because we know how tough
idea.
He is.
He's a junior. I don't think they were listed. Some of them weren't listed.
So they're just not listed because it'd be early for him?
No, it's not too early for him. He can go whenever the hell he wants.
I'm just saying. Some they don't put on a list because the guys haven't come out. You know what I'm saying?
He's coming out. He almost came out last year. He did one of those announcements last year. I'm coming back to Champaign.
He's not. You're saying right now he's not even a first rounder?
This was in November.
We need something more. Yeah.
He's definitely first round.
I don't know that he's moved into a top 10, though, since November.
I would draft him in the top 10, bro.
You would?
Absolutely.
He don't sound like he's a top 10er is what I'm getting at. John got him in the top 10. Don't sound like
he's a real player, Jason.
10.
I have watched a lot of Illinois basketball.
I know how tough he is. I clearly haven't watched him as much of him as you all have.
NBADraft.net does not have him in the lottery.
And y'all talking about he could almost came out last year like he's going to be. And so you couldn't gain by going back and trying to be a lottery pick?
Bro, no, I don't think there's any room for improvement on a season like this one.
If he's a first rounder, you come out. But if dude is not even a bona fide first rounder, how can you say he's automatically coming out?
Sir, please, we no longer need you.
What happened to Io?
We know.
Look like his stock's dropping, John. You're bringing him to the table, man.
We no longer need your counsel for our client here. Okay.
John's got the kiss of death when he recommends players.
This man trying to I think Boogie Ellis would disagree with that.
Okay.
Boogie Ellis would say 13
last
year.
You're going to bring
Boogie up as your Exhibit A?
Valley State.
Bro.
That's the part you left out conveniently.
Boogie is Exhibit A?
What?
That was like the most points he's hit since Mississippi Valley State.
Man, we were on a pause for 18 days. Nobody was putting up points.
Boy, Mississippi Valley State was long before the pause, fool. A lot of games since then before COVID pause.
Damn.
Without Boogie.
He leaves out the stuff about,
Without Boogie,
I gave
you
a chance to celebrate how good Boogie was, but you didn't keep it factual.
What do you mean, kiss of death? Austin Nichols? Boogie Ellis?
RJ Hampton. Austin, I don't want to say bad things. We can't say bad things about Austin on the show.
But I also had
John.
Careful. You brought up an indefensible one for the record.
John's transfer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't want to say negative things about him publicly.
Who? What transfer?
You just named a guy who we've said could be a candidate for this year, and we know what happened with Austin Nichols. He got hightailed it up out of here.
Your
picks transfer. The ones you're the biggest fans of, they get on down, don't they?
Well, Agent Zero over here.
Maybe that's a win last night that keeps him in the fold and a performance last night. I don't know.
I hope so, man, because Boogie can help. Boogie can help.
100% he can help.
But remember when John was saying he was the key to the turnaround?
Yes. I do remember it.
They won that game last night without Boogie. It's close.
I just won it. He killed my parlay, John. I got my comeuppance, didn't it?
You bet against Memphis? That's what happens.
Yeah. Lomax didn't do nothing. Just played 29.
But the Grizzly schedule is out. It's going to be tough, and that is going to be just fine. It's a win-win scenario. Does Memphis make the play-in? Great. Does Memphis pick in the lottery? Also great. There are no L's here for the Grizzlies to take from a big-picture scenario.
Next story.
All right, so this is a City of Memphis story, but it's one that we have alluded to that continues to be, it feels like the news gets worse with this before it has ultimately gotten better, but the Shelby County Health Department botched the vaccine distribution.
Yes, terrible.
We're aware.
To the point to where they've basically had their responsibilities stripped. It has now gone to the City of Memphis, and the City of Memphis will be responsible for putting it in pharmacies and hospitals and other places like that so that you can go get your vaccine. But it sounds like, from what I gather late last night, Lee Harris came out and sort of had a vote of confidence for the health department. But in that statement, basically incriminated, right, the health department for committing another violation, which the state of Tennessee jumped on and said, well, if his statements are true, that constitutes another significant violation of vaccine distribution. You're not supposed to reserve 50,000 vials or 50,000 doses, you know, for later use, because there is, you know, these, they do expire.
You don't stockpile like that.
No, you have to get them into arms, right? If that means you basically have to freaking knock on nursing home doors, right?
Right.
You get them to the nursing home. And so now it sounds like the City of Memphis has taken over this thing and it's going to become much more efficient, which, you know, look, that's good news. They're going to, like we said, do this in hospitals and pharmacies and other places like that. But, you know, it also does, I think, bear mentioning that this is, of course, the greatest mad dash in terms of, you know, a medical distribution that we've seen, I don't know, since polio. It's that sort of urgent. It's that much of an emergency. And so you figured that in this there would be some hiccups. But it is such a disappointment to see. And how the hell can I speak on this, right? I mean, I can only imagine how much goes into the logistics and the distribution of these vaccines. But it just is a shame to see that it was not being done efficiently, and it had to be, you know, basically given to another authority. But that is the latest with COVID-19 vaccines in the City of Memphis. It is now going to be on the City of Memphis, which I can't wait for my turn. I heard yesterday that
65 now?
Yes, that is the next phase, and I believe teachers as well are included in that phase. So I don't know when we will all be able to go get.
I'll do it as soon as you look at it.
Oh, exactly.
Let's get these teachers through first.
Yeah, get the teachers. I am with you.
Get them
Amen.
Through. And I know
go
they want it.
First come, first serve.
Kind of
you know, do what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
but I'm with you.
We will all probably be able to get the vaccine at the same time.
Yeah.
Right about, right? Like, we'll all probably be in the same group realistically because we're all healthy and we don't have any really pre-existing conditions here. You had high cholesterol, which.
Isn't that one of them?
You can go to Mississippi and get one if you want.
It hadn't gotten me.
I think you're okay.
It hadn't had me any sooner, but they list that as one of the pre-existing conditions. That can, you know, to get you in, but it didn't get me in there.
Yeah.
I'm still on the wait list.
But I mean, I'm excited, and I think it's
most of us have high cholesterol, though. Don't
yeah,
right?
That's very true.
That's like common.
Yeah,
thing.
That's common.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we sort of have an obligation, right, with our platform to encourage.
Go there, please.
Right, like, get your vaccine and do
that's how we're all going to get comfortable again and fill up the form.
I mean, yeah.
That's the bottom line. Fill up the Liberty Bowl.
That's exactly
it.
Right.
That's how we get there.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I encourage anybody in any situation when you're making a decision to know what you're doing and know what you're getting into. But, you know, I think you also have to trust that, you know, your best interests are being looked out for. There would not be multiple vaccines on the market along with Johnson & Johnson here very soon. Once again, J&J saving the day. There would not be multiple doses and vaccines out here if they were not safe, right? Are there going to be side effects? That is possible, you know.
Johnson & Johnson wants only one.
Single dose.
That's right.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. You know, you get the one you can get. That's what.
No, well, that's big because there's been some, you know.
Yes.
That second one, there's been, it's been, whether it was the snow and the fifth.
Yes.
The second one's been pushed back on a lot of people. So if you can knock it out in one, that's really, I mean, it's going to pick things up. Yeah.
Much.
Some people having to wait on that second one.
Much easier.
Right.
It's just one dose. Right.
You're in, you're out, you're done.
Exactly. You're done.
Counting the numbers.
And look, if we're lucky, it'll be a one-time deal and you'll have protection forever. You know, if we're lucky, we'll see. But
and
this
from all the variants.
Yeah, from
that
the
are
very,
coming down.
Most of the vaccines so
covered
thus
against
far,
them.
Yes. But look, I mean, we get flu shots every year. It doesn't destroy society. You know, we can figure this thing out. And
there's
get,
still some scary ones out there, though. I will say, you're right. Things are looking better. The testing's good. But I read a story this morning out of Fox, but I can't remember the city was out of. But a 10-year-old, a condition that comes down after it goes through this. After COVID goes through the 10-year-old like you expect with most youngsters, there's this other condition that comes down and anyway ends up having to have hands and arms amputated. I think in Michigan, and they've had 80 kids come down with it. And again, John, you'll feel me when you've got a kid around that age, right? Even in the small cases where we've seen this, and in this case, John, a completely healthy kid beforehand, no underlying conditions. You can't pin it on.
Yep.
Oh, this is probably why this happened. Nobody got it. You know, all she can do is pray, and the kids had, you know, had limbs amputated. So that's why it makes it even, you know, vaccinations, all of it. Getting back to that point.
Absolutely.
It's all so important, man. It's not a deal where, oh, yeah, I think, you know, maybe like some of us have looked at the flu shot.
Yeah.
No, man, we all need to get on this, you know, on these COVID vaccinations. There's no doubt about
it, man. The flu, by the way, has, like, disappeared. Like, it's totally disappeared.
Because of our precautions for this, right? The masks and everything else.
Yes.
That's why those numbers will be the lowest
in
years in terms of flu season.
Which is an unintended. But look, I'm glad that we didn't, you know, the flu was not just going around this year. You know, that's a benefit. So, anyway, that is the latest there on the vaccination front in Memphis and Shelby County. Hopefully, in the coming weeks, we will all be able to, you know, to get that jab in our arms.
Next story.
Okay. I can't believe, really, that we haven't talked about this yet, because when you watch it, it's one of those, you know, mouth-dropping, jaw-dropping videos. It's gone viral. And there's been an update here. John, I'm not even sure if you're aware of the new news here, but I'll read from the story. The trained MMA fighter who got into a bar fight. Have y'all seen this? There's an Oklahoma Sooners football player. He's the holder, if I'm not mistaken. Got into a bar fight, I think unknowingly, it appears, with an MMA guy. Right, a couple of guys who look like they were smaller. Right, I don't know. I'm not gonna pretend to get in their heads and try to figure out, did they try to size them up? Think, okay, as one of these guys who got beat up says, what was it, self defense? And they were really trying to defuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the trained MMA fighter who got into a bar fight with an Oklahoma Sooners football player said he was only defending himself as he raises funds to pay for his legal fees and medical costs. Walker Brown was seen in the viral video attacking wide receiver and placeholder Spencer Jones in the brawl, which nearly caused the football player to lose his eye. If you watch this, bunch of right hands that come down, and then the MMA guy locks him up almost.
He had him in a clutch position on top of him.
Puts him into a submission hold almost at the end.
That dude was screwed.
And it, when you first watch that video, though, Brad, it almost looks like the Oklahoma football players are the ones picking the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like in all the defense afterwards, it's going to be, okay, they were attacked because of how bad this got.
Yep.
I can't tell because I can't tell. You can hear some of the audio. I can't come down one way or the other on that.
Is it clean to play?
But the MMA, I don't think it's clean to play.
He gets him in the, so he has already yielded the dude defenseless by about 40 seconds, mm-hmm. and then by about 45 seconds, he puts him in a guillotine and they're clowning him. So he clearly he's a pro, you know?
The fight in the bathroom of Logie's on the corner bar near the Sooners football stadium saw Brown, a junior at the school who is a trained wrestler and mixed martial arts fighter, land a number of punches on Jones, many of them going up to that eye that's apparently cost a ton to fix.
Yep.
If he's going to be able to almost lost the eye altogether, period, in terms of sight in it. It's one of those cases I'm bringing it up because I think we've all – where you underestimate, right? I don't know, the guy you're talking stuff to. Like, we've all been in those situations where maybe you think, okay, well, this is a guy I can talk it to, right, or whatever else. And I guess in this situation, though – because the beatdown was so bad after the, you know, misjudging, that this guy's gonna—he ends up becoming a victim. It's hard to say because we don't have all the details.
There are wrestlers and grapplers out there shaking their heads listening to your story here, because when I was in high school, I played basketball, and there was always a thing between the wrestlers and the basketball team in Illinois, because wrestling is big in the Midwest, like regular wrestling.
Yep.
And I have a friend who's a wrestler. His name's Eric Ryan. He wrestled at Illinois, I think. Anyway, long story short, we were kind of playing around. He put me in a submission hold as fast as you can say grandma, and just like that. Like, these dudes are not to be messed with, no matter if they're 125 pounds, man.
Yep. He had to undergo a four-hour operation to rebuild his left orbital socket. That's how bad.
He kicked his ass.
That's the kind of, we're not just talking about like a fracas. It was graphic after he got started.
Don't mess with that guy.
He put him down and put him down in a way he wasn't going to be able to get back up. So we'll see comes of this.
Well, the kid.
Does he have a self-defense case?
I mean, I think.
Depends on how.
You're talking about the MMA fighter?
No. No. The guy who at one point looked like he was the one picking the fight. He's the one claiming self. He's claiming that, right?
If he initiates, he has no case. Well, in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer.
The holder just got his ass kicked. There was no defense at all.
Yeah, you're sorry, brother. You lost the fight.
He's suing for assault. I mean, that's what he's doing.
Well, that's what the question should have been then. Is it assault if you pick the fight?
Well, that's what's going to be tough to prove.
That's going
to
be the question of court.
And I would also say that it would be very – I mean, I think the MMA fighter is in big legal trouble.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
The MMA fighter, is the one claiming self-defense because he's saying the Oklahoma football players picked the fight.
No, I think,
and that his beatdown was in self-defense.
No,
the Oklahoma players are saying we're victims, we were attacked. That's the question that's going to be in court.
Yeah, like, because he continued...
It's going to be, did you pick the fight?
Because he continued his assault on this guy, and he put him on the chokehold, and he was beating him up even at... Like, it was very clear that he was no threat to him whatsoever. Even after the first punch.
Because then he was clowning him with a guillotine.
Yeah. I mean, this dude put him in like a UFC chokehold.
The guy that's filming it is saying that. It's like a submission hold. Submit, dude.
So this guy is going to be on the hook for his surgery.
Yeah.
He's going to absolutely. And he should be. I mean, if that's what you. I mean,
so the MMA fighter's self-defense case will not stand because he whooped this dude so tough.
He absolutely.
That's probably right.
Even if the football player picked the fight?
Well, the football player didn't even throw a punch.
He couldn't get one in. You see the dude touches his face, though, like he's been spit on touched.
But that doesn't – does that give you license to just beat a dude's ass from a legal perspective?
What I'm saying is legally his attorney will say that's where the self-defense began.
But he was not – he never got punched. He never got physically
– You see him touch his eye, though. To him, that's where the attack started. That's what the case that they will make.
But is that an attack?
I don't know. I don't know if it's spit or if he hit him. You can't hardly tell.
There was no physical attack.
Well,
right?
And it also appears that
on that side.
It doesn't look like he slapped him, but dude clearly tries to make it because he hits it. Like, he's like, oh, you're going to hit me in the eye or you're going to spit in my eye? He touched it, looks at it, then he starts
whooping
the dude.
To me, this is like if somebody breaks in your house, right? I don't know if it's like the exact, but it's like if somebody breaks in your house and then they run and then you shoot them in the back. You can't do that. You can't shoot somebody in the back. Like, this dude did not need to exert this amount of an ass kicking. It was clear from the first punch or two.
It was over.
It was ding, ding, 10 count, right? And then he still put him in the chokehold. So
are
you on his attorney team or something?
No, I'm just trying to figure out which guy's going to come down with the win here because you're claiming
the
that
holder
you were attacked, but if you started the fight, can you claim that you were attacked if you're the one that started the fight?
Well, can we say he started the fight?
We can't, but that's ultimately what the question court's going to be because that's what the guy that whooped him is claiming, and that's what his lawyer will claim.
I mean,
and if you started the fight, you could make a case that it looks like they did. I think that's how most people watch this video when they're coming in because they're the two that are talking, the football players.
But can you start a fight verbally? I mean, can you? Does that? I mean,
it's a good question. If you picked it, if you started it,
he did initiate the contact though. The MMA guy, it appears in the video, looks like first blow.
He threw the first punch.
MMA guy looks like first blow because there was just chatter.
It cannot be self defense if you throw the first punch.
You see where he touches his face though?
Yeah, there was a little bit
right before. Yeah, the kind of what is what starts.
Yeah, he acted like
So you're saying that there's probably nothing there but a little glance, some spit.
Yeah.
Or something.
Some spittle, like I said.
And he used it as the excuse to start the attack, is what y'all are saying. But they're obviously going to argue that's where.
But I think there are two conversations. One is he's probably going to get his ass sued, like you're saying, and probably lose, like John's saying. I think the second part is what makes this interesting is when you watch this video, it is rise up against the Titans when you watch it. Because it's the little dude who looks like me and John Martin and absolutely eviscerates this Hondo, who looks like a cowboy from Texas.
He does.
And just beats the hell out of him. So there's part of me that's like, from a human perspective, like, you know, David and Goliath. But the part that sucks is this dude going to get his butt
sued. So I did Google this.
I got one officer that's hitting me up now that says, I'm an officer. Spitting on someone is an assault?
Oh, it is.
Well,
I want to throw that in there we consider.
Then that changes the game.
I did find this.
If it is spit, is that it? Does
that changes the game? Maybe.
I did find
the officer
this.
Who hit me up.
UCLA. Jackson. What you got? Some police on your speed dial.
Hit me up right now.
UCLA law school professor says even as the first person to use force, which is undoubtedly what he did, it is possible to act in self-defense if a reasonable person would think that physical harm is in the immediate offing. The defendant, who is this MMA fighter, can typically use reasonable force to prevent the attack. But I would ask, at what point does it go from being a preventative, right, to excessive?
Well, you just said the word reasonable.
Right.
Reasonable force was his. Did it get unreasonable?
I think that's where you would agree, is that it was clearly.
Once you put the dude in
the chokehold.
I'm not here to fight with you on this. Absolutely. I have no idea how this is going to go in court. That's why I'm fascinated by it. But you are absolutely right. That, dude, once he whooped him, he hit him in the eye like 17 times. Clearly broke the orbital bone and all that.
Yeah.
You didn't need to, like, put him in the chokehold afterwards. It was done. You shocked, dude.
Having said that, and it's not my money, on him for beating the hell out of that jackass.
Even my man Jarvis says, though, that the football player instigated it. He says he put his hands on the MMA guy first.
Yeah.
And if it was hands or if it was spit, apparently, according to my – either way, that's an assault. You can't measure the tail whooping that's coming.
Oof.
And just because it's a big one, all of a sudden that they're the – I'm just curious how this will play out. I'm fascinated by it. Because we've all, I think, underestimated –
He underestimated that cat
in some form or fashion.
I have some breaking news that is very relevant to this show. So we can do the next story here. Right before
next story.
Kylan Chandler. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade. But if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears! Do we have a little tango on our hands for Sierra's husband, Jason?
His name is Russell Wilson.
Boom. Do we have a little duel on our hands?
That man of God.
Will you be the holder from Oklahoma, or will you be the MMA fighter for Sierra's husband? Now, we both need him, don't we? One of us needs him worse.
We're going to do something so drastic because these guys need to save their jobs, and it's going to be some crazy move like this or going after Deshaun.
The Cowboys one is interesting because the Cowboys have a quarterback, but we'll see what they're going to do.
The Cowboys going to have a quarterback playing on the franchise tag, and then he's going to walk next year, I think.
Now, we have more to give the Seahawks than y'all.
Absolutely, you do.
Because we'll just send him Derek Carr.
Yes, you do. I could see him being a Raider.
Because the money matches up.
God, he'd be great in Vegas.
We do not have a QB to give you. Unless you want Nick Foles.
Oh
my God, he's going to be a Raider.
I think we got Nick under contract one, so that's not as good as John's boy.
Can you imagine him with the Raiders?
I will buy a Russell Wilson jersey.
Tomorrow.
I can't tell you the last time I've been compelled to buy a Raiders jersey.
Why don't you get a Raiders jersey with Sierra's name on the back of it?
I just might do it. I just might. I can't wait to have Russ's goodies in a Raider uniform. Oh, baby.
There's a lot of other teams on that list.
Okay, well, let's say.
Why is this happening?
Well, what's the issue with Russ and Seattle?
Their relationship is sour, man. Their relationship is sour. It happens.
That one Slick got heated. It didn't feel like it was going to go there, man.
Started on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yep. I mean, that's definitely true. I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know why it went wrong. Maybe he's tired of getting beat up, you know, on the field.
Well, I mean, that's a fact that the franchise should understand and acknowledge.
Yeah.
Russell's played his role in holding the ball as long as he
ego.
Is. But
there's some ego.
If you're going to make it, and you're going to want to fix that. So I don't see how that's some slap in the face to Seattle that they'd get, you know, in some way turned off by that. Russell's
This feels like Rich Gannon, man. Back with John Gruden.
You're not. I mean, you got the Antonio Brown one. I'd love it if he was a Raider. It ended up happening. You're not going to keep hitting these.
Okay.
So don't worry about
you
it.
You say that.
Why he want to go play in a Roomba for young Davis?
Because he's got rugs,
Mark.
Man. He's got rugs.
And besmirch the Roomba.
He's got rugs, and he's got a better offensive line. How about that? That's why you would do it.
Yeah, but he's still got Gruden and Mayock.
Yeah, but he might like Gruden, man. You know, they're both cheesy as hell. You know?
I wonder why he said the Raiders.
Because he wants to play for a better offensive line.
Make a damn bit of sense.
A storied franchise. You know? Anyway, we'll keep you apprised. This situation certainly bears monitoring. Will Russell Wilson be a Bear? Will Russell Wilson be a Raider? Woo, buddy! It's going to get hot up in here! All right, we'll come back. Colin Chandler's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Kennedy being a McDonald's All-American, the next steps for him. Lots more to come. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with a 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger XST, $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
All this finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.19 APR. Journey, LT 296053, MSRP 26860. Latitude, MD 168760, MSRP 27805, 1500, LS 156730, MSRP 35185. Challenger, MH 58158, MSRP 31160. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
Win big every Friday and Saturday in February and March in the $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway. Gotta love that cash, people. Only at the Fence. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Last night's sleep? Interrupted by pain? Tonight, silence it. With new ZzzQuil Night Pain. Restful sleep, now with powerful pain relief. ZzzQuil Night Pain combines America's number one sleep aid with a maximum strength pain reliever. So you can fall asleep fast and wake feeling rested, because pain should never get in the way of a great night's sleep. New ZzzQuil Night Pain. Silence pain. Sleep soundly. Available at retailers near you.
You took an antacid, and now your frequent heartburn's back. Stop heartburn before it begins with Prilosec OTC. Its unique delayed-release formula blocks heartburn at the source for 24 hours, so you can extinguish heartburn before it starts. Make the switch to Prilosec OTC today and live heartburn-free. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a Preferred Rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Kylan Chandler is the father of McDonald's All-American, Tennessee signee, and five-star point guard prospect Kennedy Chandler. He joins us now. Brother Chandler, how are you? And congratulations, man. This honor does not come around often. It must feel awesome.
I appreciate you, John. And Jason, feeling good right now. It's just a great accomplishment for Kennedy, and we're just looking forward to more to come.
When you were a McDonald's All-American, how long do you know beforehand, Dad, that you were a McDonald's All-American before that announcement is made? How long did you all know beforehand that you were going to be this? Or do you find out with everybody else? I got to imagine y'all knew.
We found out when everybody else, when it actually came on ESPN, and of course the Tiger Woods story took over the ESPN
station.
Then they transferred the show, the NBA Jump, to ESPN2, so everybody was watching at that time, and that's when we found out, just like when you guys found out. No one told us anything, and, of course, we didn't try to call and find out, you know what I mean? So we just waiting by the TV just like you guys.
So there's not going to be a game this year because of, obviously, COVID and the restrictions and everything like that. But do you – I mean, what do you get? Like, do you get – are they sending you, like, the uniform? Like, what are you getting from McDonald's for this?
Well, they're delivering something today. They just sent me an email saying, hey, confirm your address. It's supposed to be a black box. I'm guessing that it's the McDonald's ring. But then after that, they're supposed to be sending like a chest of the uniforms, socks, basketballs, jackets, just the whole nine. It's a big chest of items and apparel that they will be sending, because I'm good friends with Jaden Springer people, and I used to coach Jaden when he was younger. But his mom sent me an email yesterday on all that they have gotten from last year because of the COVID. And it was actually a big chest full of gear, pretty much.
At what point in Kennedy's career, Dad, did you think that this kind of level was possible? Attaining this kind of – when you one of the best prospects in the country, McDonald's All-American, when did that start, that dream kind of start? When did you think that was possible?
Mainly after the Peace Jam, Jason. When he played on the Nike circuit as an underclassman and won the Peace Jam, only kid from Memphis to do it, that was big there. Because, you know, again, you're playing against the top competition.
Right.
And you know, a lot of people, you know, you're playing against the best, you know, across the world. So when he accomplished that, I said, hey, this, you know, I never told him that, but me and my wife talk all the time. I said, he got a chance to really continue this and be special, you know. So we're going to just wait and see. And ever since then, man, it's been going up, man. It's just from one goal after another. And he has set his goals aside of what he wants to accomplish. And but he's not done, though, man. He wants the Geico. That's what he wants. So, you just got to keep grinding, keep working, man. Stay humble and, you know, hope that it'll work itself out.
You guys made the decision to leave Briarcrest, head over to Sunrise Christian, where he's obviously played against a national schedule. He's on Sports Center hitting the, you know, three-pointers against elite competition. How good or how big has this year been for his development out at Sunrise? How much better have you seen your son get over the time he's been out there?
Oh, man, I've seen a tremendous improvement, Jason, man. John, it's just the competitiveness that he's, you know, day in and day out, he's gotten much stronger. He's put on I think the strength coach told me 9 to 10 pounds of muscle. He's just more aggressive, man. And he's worked on his jump shot consistently, putting up 300 or 400 jump shots daily, you know, in the morning and sometimes go back in the evening. I mean, it's just he's gotten a whole lot better with that. Of course, going to a prep school like that is great. You know, it's, of course, you get more exposure playing against top competition. But like I said, again, this his high school tenure, it all started with Briarcrest, and Briarcrest was good to us. But Coach understood we just had to move on. It wasn't nothing, you know, in reference to, you know, wrong with Briarcrest. We just wanted to get better and be challenged, and that's all that was. But it paid out, and it worked out for the best.
You know, obviously we talked about it a little bit before we had you on, that he's coming back to Memphis to play Mont Verde and sort of his high school career in some ways wrapping up here in Memphis. Why was that important? And I know it was, you know, because Kennedy is a Memphian and you're still here in Memphis. Why was it important to sort of have that game here in Memphis and basically put a bow on his career in the city of Memphis?
Well, you know, of course, John, because of the COVID, you know, it was three places that they were thinking about. It was Memphis, Atlanta, and I want to say South Carolina. And, of course, you know, Travis Haddock is over the NIBC championship, which is going to take place here March the 12th at 7:30. I've been knowing Travis for a long time. I said, man, I don't know if you can or not, but it should be nice if you can get it to Memphis, man. Let him have a homecoming, you know, play one more time here. And it happened. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say it was important, but it was good for – it would be good for Kennedy, you know, to come back home, play in front of his family, his friends at Briarcrest, and his friends at different schools that he still commutes with and communicates with every day. You know, it'd be great for Kennedy. So they made it happen, and here we are.
What's it like being the father of a Tennessee signee in the middle of Memphis?
That's a good question. It's okay for me and my family. I mean, you know, the decision Kennedy made, it was his decision, but it's kind of funny. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I go to games. I still go to high school games today. Mm-hmm. I know all the kids. I support the kids that Kennedy played with. Go to games with Tennessee Grown. And some of my friends tease me. You know, some of the fans tease me, but not in a harsh way. But, you know, it's not a different feeling at all. At the end of the day, you know, we born and raised in Memphis, man. I mean, I'm a Memphian. I'm a Tigers fan. I was a Tiger fan when I was younger, you know, and I used to take Kenneth to Tiger games all the time when he was younger. I mean, from the Derrick Rose days until now, I mean, so it's not a different feeling, though, you know, because I feel I'm homegrown from Memphis. My mom and dad, homegrown from Memphis, you know, my family, my entire family, you know, so it's okay. It's not bad at all, man, you know, but you can't satisfy everybody.
You can't.
So.
And you'll always be a Memphian, you'll always be Memphis, but you are also evolved now because your son has said, look like to me they could use him up there now, right now, Dad. Look like they need a playmaker if they had him.
Yeah.
Maybe they could make... What do you think of their season so far? Started with huge expectations. Have they changed for you? Like, what's going on? They need.
Well, they got too much
on the freshman right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, they definitely need a point guard right now.
They're missing.
That's all they're missing. I mean, I talk to the coaches all the time, and they tell me, you know, we ready for them. You know, we can't wait 4 more months. You know what I mean? 4 or 5 more months. But, you know, if I'd have known that Kendall would have turned out the way all this have turned out, you know, maybe we would have graduated early and went ahead and, you know, and did what we wanted to do and joined the team. But, again, once you do that, if you do that, then you miss out on his dreams. You know, you miss out on the McDonald's All-American,
right.
The Jordan All-American,
right.
The USA, you know what I mean? So these are some other things that we got to do here from now until May, you know. So, but he's definitely going down there early. But next year they're gonna be good, though. I mean, you know, that's all they need is a point guard. I'm not saying trying to put too much weight on Kennedy, but he's done it all his life, man. I mean, put games on the shoulder, put the team on the shoulder.
Come
I mean,
every
but,
time.
That's what he does, man. He's just a winner. He's just a born winner.
The way it worked out is kind of interesting because, you know, the Memphis and Tennessee series was supposed to wrap up this past year in Nashville. But they pushed it back a year, which means that Kennedy is going to have a chance. I mean, assuming, you know, because Tennessee don't want that game, Kyle. Tennessee running from that game.
Look how he talks to you now, Kyle.
I'm not going to say that.
But if they do play it, I mean – That's one of those things where it's like, I mean, I know because Kyla, I mean, Kennedy plays for Tennessee. You're a Tennessee fan, but it is kind of a clash in the worlds, isn't it? If that game comes to pass,
well, it's not going to be a thing personally. I mean, I'm sure both coaches want to win the game, you know. Because I tell a lot of people this here, John, and this what some people, not just in Memphis, just everywhere, don't understand. If Memphis beats Tennessee by 40. If Tennessee beat Memphis by 40, guess what? That one game is not going to affect Kennedy for achieving his dreams. And see, one thing that the Chandler family does, we look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. See, we see further than just the front of our nose, and that's what's wrong with a lot of adults. They get caught up in the moment, in this one big game and bragging rights. I mean, that one game is not going to hurt Kennedy at all. Not at all. But, of course, yeah, they're going to compete. Kennedy talked to Alex Lomax. He talked to all those guys all the time, man, on social media and everything. So they all are good friends. But, you know, I'm sure both coaches going, hey, make sure and let their players know, hey, there's no friend between these lines. And I tell Kennedy that all the time. So I don't even have to tell him. He understands. And he's like any other challenge, he'll be ready for it, man. He'll be ready for it. And I'm looking forward to it myself.
Yeah, hey, so. Kyle, we appreciate the time.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on all the success that you've had over the last few months, man. We appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, brother.
Man, I appreciate you guys, man, for supporting Kenny through this whole process, man. And I appreciate you guys as well, man.
Yep, thanks. He is Kylan Chandler. He, of course, is the father of Kennedy Chandler, the latest McDonald's All-American from the city of Memphis. That actually is a great storyline there that if they – I don't know if they'll
– I hadn't even thought about that at all, that third game getting postponed. Now he's going to end up playing against them, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Could happen.
Didn't they just put it off 1 year, or did they officially not announce that and just said,
no, I think
that's
they,
our intention?
I think they put
I thought they officially made it next season, right?
I think that's true. Yeah.
Up in Nashville?
Yeah. Now, we'll see. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, did you sign the contract? You got to play the game or so you got to pay to get out.
That'd be Lomax versus Kenny Chandler.
That is going to be lit.
Now, tell me this. I had somebody send me this, too. Lomax going to have two more years because of the COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, you get it. You get it. You do not lose a year of eligibility in this year if you play. That's exactly right. So everybody playing right now is going to get another year of eligibility. So, I mean, you could DeAndre Williams is going to be 35 years old when he graduates, if he wants to be. If he wants to be, he could play until 35. So that's the thing. It's like you can everybody playing right now does not lose a year of eligibility, which is
that's what I'm saying.
If
you're a point guard coming into Memphis,
mm-hmm.
just not Lomax going to have that ball at some point.
Oh, for sure.
And he's going to be around.
Oh yeah, two more years, right?
Yeah,
two more years.
He's got two more after he'll be a junior next year, but he'll have two more years. He's a junior now.
He'll be a senior next year.
He'll be a senior next year, but have another year and one more year. Yes.
Now, will he use it at Memphis? Will be the question.
Right. Wow. You telling me he's going to transfer from Penny Hardaway?
I mean, bro, and you play somewhere else for 4 years.
Well, you're going to go to Wichita State, go play for Isaac?
I don't know.
Come on. That ain't happening.
I don't know. I don't know how.
Alex Lomax, who pops the Memphis on his uniform, would not be the dude to go graduate transfer somewhere else.
Not happening.
Because what it would be, John, is if Memphis hadn't made a tournament by then, mm-hmm. it would be I'm coming back to Memphis to help him make the tournament in my last year.
Right. It'll be interesting. We shall see.
Gonna be around.
Thanks to Kyle and Chandler.